Welcome back to Sound Opinions. I'm Jim DeRogatis. My partner is Greg Kot, and today we are talking about great starts in music. You know, particularly on the radio, listeners often judge a new song by the very first few bars. So bands have only a couple of seconds to get it right.
That's true, Jim, and today we're sharing some of our favorite songs that start strong from the very first notes. And since it's the beginning of the new year, there's a bit of symbolism in there as well.
Oh, yes. What do you got for us next?
Jim, here's a song that I just absolutely love. When people say, what are your favorite songs of the 2000s? You know, one of those rock critic-y type questions.
This I don't know if you play that game, yeah, but I don't.
This song's in the top five for me. It's the Yeah, Yeah, Yeahs with Maps from the 2003 Fever to Tell record, their debut album. What I love about this song is it's so unassuming when it begins. It's these three instruments that sound like they're coming from different songs. It starts out with Nick Zinner's guitar, and it's very unassuming, this sort of episodic guitar. Then Brian Chase enters with the drums, and he goes, okay, what song's he playing to? It doesn't sound like it goes with that guitar. And then Karen O's voice enters, and she pulls those separate threads together with a melody line and creates the song. And suddenly you have this beautiful song of heartache and yearning. It's almost like a magic act. Mm-hmm. How did they do that? How did they make those three things sound so beautiful together when it initially wouldn't have sounded like they belonged together at all? You know, it's sort of an art punky thing. There's some jaggedness to it, some prickliness to it in the way Zinner and Chase approach their instruments. But there's also a lot of soul in the way that Karen O sings this song. It was, it was about a real life romantic thing that she was going through. She was missing her boyfriend on the road. And if you ever watch the video, it'll choke you up because she's losing it on that video because apparently her boyfriend blew her off that day. Oh. Like, I'm not coming to this video shoot. And she was really torn up about it. And you can sort of see it in the video as well. It's the Yeah, Yeah, Yeahs with Maps on Sound Opinions. By the Yeah, Yeah, Yeahs on Sound Opinions, one of my favorite intros ever. Jim, what's next up for you?
Greg, I'm going to play what I think is one of the most powerful couple of seconds in musical history, as well as one of the most complicated, Fight the Power by Public Enemy. First released as a single in 1989 and then appears the next year on P.E.'s Fear of a Black Planet album. Of course, it was key to Spike Lee's Do the Right Thing. That's why Chuck D wrote it and the group recorded it. Chuck paired Public Enemy with the great saxophone player Branford Marsalis, who I don't think they had each other in their Rolodex before Spike Lee makes the connection. The complexity of the way this song starts. There are literally hundreds of samples put together by that incredible production team, the Bomb Squad. Some of them completely unrecognizable. The single most recognizable and longest sample starts the song. It's a civil rights activist and famous attorney, Thomas T.N.T. Todd, with a little bit of resonant, agitated speechifying that sets up the whole thing. And then, in the first three bars, we get this incredible assault of, really the best and most complex and richest sounds that hip-hop can create. They come from all over the place. We have a vocal sample that happens six times, Pump Me Up. It's the title of a Trouble Funk song from 1982, but it's backwards, and you almost can't hear it. Then you've got Branford coming in with the saxophone, which is this sort of triplet part that is you can barely hear because that's deep in the mix. We have a couple of these vocal exclamations, Chuck, Chuck. And that's from a really deep cut, The Dramatics in 1972. What you see is what you get. And then you get Chuck, right? He always said, and I don't know if this means, well, this means something to you because you're a basketball super fan. You know, I don't follow sports, but I grew up in the New York, New Jersey area. So Chuck always said he wanted to sound like Marv Albert. Mm. It was this great, resonant, almost megaphone-voiced sports announcer. Did basketball, right? Chuck, 1989, the number of another summer. And then you hear, Flavor Flav, get down, right? Some of the funky drummer, right? James Brown's incredible drummers. Music hitting your heart because you ain't got no soul. Wow. You know, I mean, this is just as good as pop music as hip-hop ever gets. Fight the Power by Public Enemy.
Yet our best trained, best educated, best equipped, best prepared troops refuse to fight. Matter of fact, it's safe to say that they would rather switch than fight.
Fight the Power by Public Enemy. Greg, I am suddenly in the middle of my college years at NYU every time I hear that opening.
It's amazing, and it's interesting because my next track is from that same era, the NWA Straight Outta Compton record that came out in 1988. This showed up at a lot of parties that you'd go to around that time. And, people talk about that record now and they go, oh, that was, it's the lyrics. It was all that, the transgressive nature of those lyrics and the, fighting the cops on the streets and, guys carrying guns to protect themselves and to kill people who were threatening them. And
it's Ice Cube at his Ice Cubiest.
The street poetry that we hear. But people forget the reason this connected with those white kids in suburbia wasn't because, you know, the transgressive lyrics were kind of a thrill, but what really got him was the grooves. I mean, the rhythms on this record are ferocious. I think this, to me, was Dr. Dre establishing himself as, you know, he would become one of the great producers of the 90s and 2000s with that West Coast sound that he honed in N.W.A., and this is a great example of it. I remember this song in particular coming out, and it was at every party, every club you'd go to, and those first few notes, I mean, the dance floor would be filled up right away. Like people, it was like a call to arms, like, get out there. You know, this song's going to groove. Express Yourself by N.W.A. from the 1988 Straight Outta Compton record, you know, has that great off-kilter drum pattern that opens it up, that scratching on the turntables, that whistle that comes out of nowhere. Where's that coming from? It's a little hook. That funky bass line and that great sample from the Charles Wright 1970 soul classic, Express Yourself, that is a killer combination. Tell me you can hear this song and not feel like you want to move. Express Yourself from N.W.A. on Sound Opinions.
Yo, man, it's a lot of brothers out there flaking and perpetrating but scared to kick reality.
Man, you've been doing all this dope producing. You ain't had a chance to show them what time it is.
So what you want me to do?
I'm expressing with my full capabilities, and now I'm living in correctional facilities. Cause some don't agree with how I do this. I get straight and meditate like a Buddhist. I'm dropping flavor, my behavior is hereditary, but my technique is very necessary. Blame it on Ice Cube, because he said it gets funky when you got a subject and a predicate. Add it on a dope beat and it'll make you think. Some suckers just tickle me pink to my stomach, cause they don't flow like this one. You know what? I won't hesitate to diss one or two before I'm through, so don't try to sing this. Some drop science, well, I'm dropping English. Even if Yella makes it a cappella, I still express, yo, I don't smoke weed or cess. Cause it's known to give a brother brain damage, and brain damage on the mic don't manage nothing but making a sucker in you equal. Don't be another sequel.
Express yourself.
That is Express Yourself from N.W.A. from 1988, a classic from that era. Jim, what do you have as your last great beginning song?
Greg, I think if pressed for the ultimate anthem of female empowerment, I would have to name Oh Bondage Up Yours with the exclamation point by the great English punk rock band X-Ray Specs. Kids, let me tell you, there was only one album that the band put out during its initial explosion in the heyday of the summer of hate, 76, 77, the punk explosion, Germ-Free Adolescence, but it's a must-own. Every human being on this planet should own this album. Polystyrene is this diminutive, braces-wearing English woman of African descent. And, you know, she has two crusades. It's not just feminism and respecting women. It's anti-consumerism. There's a lot of college sophomore Marxism on that album, right? She is attacking consumer culture. She does not want to be bound by consumerism, spend your money all the time, or by any man's idea of how she should act and be and move in this world. And she kind of little girl-like coos at the beginning of the song. Some people think little girls should be seen and not heard. What does she say, Greg?
Give it to me. Oh, bondage,
up yours. And then that saxophone, which is played by a 16-year-old bandmate, another woman, Susan Whitby. It just comes out. I mean, it's just like, this is why I live, for music like this. Oh, bondage, up yours by X-Ray Specs.
Some people think little girls should be seen and not heard, but I think, oh, bondage, up yours. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Bind me, tie me, chain me to the wall. Polystyrene ain't having it. X-Ray Specs, oh, bondage up yours.
Jim, I love the expressiveness you put into that particular gospel sermon you just gave us about that song.
Polystyrene deserves no less.
The Gospel of Bondage from Polystyrene. I love it. As always, we want to hear from you, the listener. Is there a song you love from the very first note? One with a particularly electrifying start. Call us at 888-859-1800 and leave us a message. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter. When we come back, Jim and I are going to wrap up the show by sharing a couple of our favorite Great Endings songs. And I'm going to play another Desert Island Jukebox song. This one's another mover, Jim. You're gonna be on the dance floor for this song. I guarantee it.
We're starting a new year with a little bit of energy.
We need that energy, man. That's in a minute on Sound Opinions from WBEZ Chicago and PRX.